This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to two different versions of Spanish dances, one by a Spaniard, Pablo de Sarasate, and the other by a Frenchman, Emmanuel Chabrier. We'll start out with Chabrier's Habanera. The Habanera originated in Cuba, an island with a vibrant blend of cultures. European dances were transformed by Afro-Caribbean rhythms and then were brought back to the continent by sailors. The habanera was massively popular in Spain during the last few decades of the 19th century, and it seems to have left an impression on the French, too. A ton of French composers wrote habanera, including the famous aria in Bizet's Carmen. You probably know the one. The underpinning rhythm, that bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, is evident in Chabrier's habanera as well. Chabrier spent 6 months traveling around Spain in 1882 and noticed the, quote, most curious blend of rhythms that he found in Spanish dance halls. He was captivated by the Spanish and not only their music. He wrote in one letter, quote, "The women are pretty, the men are well built, and on the beach the señoras who have ample bosoms often forget to fasten their costumes." You can tell he was having a good time. And he ended up using that inspiration for some of his most popular pieces, including his biggest hit, the orchestral rhapsody España. His habanera for solo piano is smaller in scale than that piece, but it's still full of the energy he saw in the dancing señoras of Spain. Rather than the solo piano version, this is an arrangement for cello and piano, which keeps the main melody front and center on the cello. Here's Jean Francais on the piano and Henri de Marquette on the cello with Chabrier's Habanera.
Thank you.
I love that back and forth between the cello and the piano. It gets quite playful in sections of that arrangement of Chabrier's Habanera. Next up is Pablo de Sarasate's showpiece Navarra. Now, Navarra is a region. It's a part of the Basque country in northern Spain. And Sarasate was born in the capital, Pamplona. That's the home of the famous Running of the Bulls, and also Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises was set there. Sarasate was a true performer in every sense of the word, combining great technique with an ear for what would best capture the audience's attention. And like a lot of soloists, it was that audience attention that he craved. He refused to play Brahms' violin concerto, complaining that he didn't want to sit around while the oboe played the only good tune in the second movement. So it's a little surprising that he decided to share the spotlight in this piece, which is written for two violins and orchestra. The fact that both violinists have incredibly difficult parts and have to coordinate with each other on top of that makes this a particularly tough piece and particularly spectacular as well. But Sarasate wasn't going to let show-stopping technique cover up a great tune. The melodies he uses here are based off the folk music he grew up hearing, and some of those same folk dances would later enthrall Chabrier on his trip. Here's Roxana Pavel Goldstein, Elias Goldstein, and the DePaul University Orchestra with Sarasate's Navarra.
Thank you.
It's hard to tell which violin is which, and that's part of the incredible intricacy and difficulty of this piece. Each soloist is interwoven with their partner's part. Thanks to Roxana, Pavel Goldstein, Elias Goldstein, and the DePaul University Orchestra, and also to Jean Francais and Henri de Marquette for putting all those recordings up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to Beethoven's 14th Piano Sonata. I'll see you then.